Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'zchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Today's shiur is on Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph. And we start B'siyata Dishmaya, the second parak. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mekadesh, Boi Uvishluchoi, Ha'isha Miskadeshes, Bo Uvishlucha. Both the Mekadesh and the Miskadeshes can appoint a shliach to do their part in the Kiddushin, and they don't have to do the Kiddushin by themselves. The Riaz, in the Piskei Riaz, over here in the beginning of the Perek in Ois Aleph, says that this Mishnah is referring to Kiddushei Kesef and Kiddushei Shtar. Ubiya i'efsho lakatsha al yedei shliach. By Kiddushei Biya, it's not possible to do it al yedei shliach. The Riaz does not bring a mucker to this, but it's Mavur Lehedya in the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Ayin Dalar Amar Aleph that Kiddushei Bia is less of a Shlichus. The Gemara doesn't bring a source to this or say a Svara to it, but L'chayr it's a Milsa de Svara. By Kiddushei Kesef or Kiddushei Shtar, that's a Maisa of Nasinas Kesef or Nasinas Shtar, so it's possible to appoint a Shliach to be Shluchai Shaladam Kemaisai. However, the idea of Kiddushei Bia is not just a Maisa Bia. The content of the Kiddushin is because the Maisa Bia is a Maisa Ishus. And therefore, if Ruvain does a Maisa Ishus, that can't be for the Kiddushin of Shimon. Adarabba, the Bia of Ruvain with this woman is a stira to her Kiddushin to Shimon. That can't affect the Kiddushin to Shimon. And therefore, the whole concept of Kiddushin al Yidei Shliach is only when it's a Maisa Nesina, like Kesef or Shtar. But by Kiddushei Bia, where the content of the Bia is what's Goyrim the Kiddushin, because that is a Maisa Ishus, it's not possible to do that al Yidei Shliach. Al Kopanim by Kiddushei Kesef and Shtar, the Mishnah teaches us that both Mitzad the Mekadesh and Mitzad the Miskadeshes, it's possible to do the Kiddushin al Yidei Shliach. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tezvav, points out that there is a difference, though, between the Mekadesh making a Shliach and the Miskadeshes appointing a Shliach to be Mekabel the Kiddushin. And that is because there's a din later on in the Gemara, Daf Samach Hei Amar Aleph, that Kiddushin needs Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. If a person, a man is Mekadesh, a woman, and there is not two Eidim there, there's only one aid there, or no aidim, and even if they are moide afterwards, they're both moide that kiddushin was done, still ain't choshishin lekiddushin, because kiddushin needs aidus lekiyum hadavar, not just lebirur hadavar, to be mavara that it happened, but lekiyum hadavar, in order for the kiddushin to take effect, ain't dover shebe'erva pachus mishnayim, therefore, hamakadish be'eid echor, is ain't choshishin lekiddushin. Says the Rambam, even the appointing of a shliach for Kiddushin, may need Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. Says the Rambam, when the woman appoints a Shliach in her place to be a Shliach L'Kabbalah, that requires Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. And it's not enough that she and the Shliach were Moide, that this appointment took place. It has to be Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar, it has to be in front of two Eidim. However, says the Rambam, the man being Memane a Shliach, Ha'ish Mekadesh Boy Uvishluchai, that does not need Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. If he and the Shliach are Moide, that this appointment of Shlichos took place, then that's good enough. That's the difference between the Shliach L'Hilacha that the Baal appoints, and the Shliach L'Kabbalah that the Miskadeshes appoints. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and says that since there's a din that Kiddushin needs Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar, so the Minui Shlichus for the Kiddushin needs Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar as well. And therefore, even a Shliach L'Hailacha would need Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar, and it's not enough if he and his Shliach were Moide that there was an appointment, a Minui Shlichus. You need Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. The Rambam, when he says that a Shliach L'Hailacha does not need Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar, says that it's the same thing as a Baal appointing a Shliach to give a get to his wife, that we never find that requires Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. So too, a Shliach L'Hailacha of Kiddushin should not need Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. However, the Ravid says, Ein ha-nidoin doim l'raya. You can't bring a raya from get to our nidoin, because hare get hasam gitoi moichiach alav. Over there by get, the fact that the shliach is holding a get, that is moichiach alav. That shows that he is a shliach of the megarish. Therefore, you don't need eidus l'kiyum hadavar. The fact that he's holding the get shows us clearly that he is a shliach haget. However, over here, just the fact that he's holding money, that doesn't show us that he is a shliach l'kiddushin. Therefore, you need edus l'kiyam hadavar, even for the appointment of a shliach l'hilacha l'kiddushin. The Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer Simin Lamed Hei Sivkot and Zayin points out that according to the Svara of the Ravid, this that a shliach l'hilacha, the appointment of a shliach l'hilacha of kiddushin, does not need edus, that's only by kiddushay kesef. But by kiddushay shtar, it would be similar to get. Just like the Ravid Tainas that gitoy mechiach alav, if the shliach is holding the get, the same thing if he's holding a shtar kiddushin, shtaroy mechiach alav. He's holding a shtar that says that this mishaleach wants to be mekadesh this woman. So the fact that he's holding the shtar is gitoy mechiach alav, shtaroy kiddushin mechiach alav, and therefore it's a good shlichus even without edus lakiyam hadavar. And the Beis Shmuel was mechavin to the Taisis Rid. The Taisis Rid in Gittin Daf Samach Dalet Amid Aleph says this beferish. He goes with the shitas haravid that a shliach lohilacha as well has to be appointed through Edim, there has to be Edis Lakia Madavar. However, he says that that's only by Kiddushay Kesef and not by Kiddushay Shtar. Kiddushay Shtar is similar to get that a person does not need to appoint the Shliach al Yedei Edim because Gitoy Merchiach Alav. The question is, what's Pshat in the Shitas HaRambam? The Ravid holds that appointing the Shliach is also included in the Davar Shebe'erva and therefore it needs Edus Lakia Madavar. How does the Rambam divide it up and say that by a shliach l'kabbalah, you need to have edus l'kiyam hadavar by the appointment of the shliach. But by a shliach l'hilacha, you do not need edus l'kiyam hadavar. So the emes is that the Rosh later on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, here in this parak in Simin Zayin, is medayik that from that sugya, that a person does not need edus l'kiyam hadavar when he appoints a shliach l'kiddushin, and he explains in Svara, because only the gemar hadavar, when you're actually giving the kiddushin, that's making the kiddushin chal, that requires edus l'kiyam hadavar. But appointing a shliach to do the kiddushin, that does not need edus l'kiyam hadavar. However, the Rosh says, based on that, that both the appointment of a shliach l'hilacha by the mekadesh and an appointment of a shliach l'kabbalah by the miskadeshes should not need edus l'kiyam hadavar. The exact opposite of the Ravid shita. The Ravid holds in all situations you do need edus l'kiyam hadavar, because that's included in Ein Dover Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim. The Rosh goes to the other extreme and says that since it's not the gemar hadavar, it's just the appointment of the shliach, therefore you do not need edus l'kiyam hadavar. And that's what the Tur says in Evena Eze Simin Lamed Hei, that on one hand his father holds like the Rambam that you do not need edus l'kiyam hadavar by appointing the shliach. But the Tur says that the Rosh outdoes the Rambam. And the Rosh says, even by appointing a shliach l'kabbalah, you do not need edus l'kiyam hadavar. And therefore, if there was edus that was appointed, and if there was a shliach that was appointed not in front of edim, the Rosh was machmir to be chayshish for such a kedushin. That's what the Tur brings down. So those are the two extreme shitas, the Ravid against the Rosh. Frek the Rosh, though, in Svara, I don't understand why the Rambam is machalik between a shliach l'kabbalah and shliach l'hilacha. If he holds like my Svara, that only by the Gemar Hadavar do you need Edus L'kiyam Hadavar, then you shouldn't need Edus L'kiyam Hadavar even by appointing a Shliach L'Kabbalah. And if he holds like the Ravid Svara, that appointing the Shliach is also considered a stage in the Kiddushin, and therefore it needs Edus L'kiyam Hadavar, then it should be the same thing by a Shliach L'Hilacha. What's the difference between appointing a Shliach L'Hilacha and Shliach L'Kabbalah? What is Pshat in the Shitas HaRambam? So the Achroinim explain that the Rambam holds that there is a fundamental difference between appointing a shliach l'hilacha and appointing a shliach l'kabbalah. And that's because appointing a shliach l'hilacha is similar to all other shlichasin in the Torah, that I could appoint someone to do this maisa in my stead, in my place. However, by a shliach l'kabbalah, there's more going on. It's not just that the woman is appointing this shliach to do a maisa of a kabbalah. She actually is making this shliach, that the shliach's yad will be a good yad l'kabbalas kiddushin, or l'kabbalas gerishin. And to make it that yad will be like her yad, and when the mekadesh puts the kiddushin in that shliach's hand, it's as if now it has reached the woman's hand, then that needs an extra kayach of a shlichus, and in that way, shliach l'kabbalah is different than a shliach l'hilacha. Memela, the Rambam holds that when a Makadish appoints a Shliach Lo'ilacha, what he is doing is making someone in his place, that person's Maisa should be like his Maisa. That does not need Eidus L'Kiyam Hadavar. However, when the woman is making a Shliach Kabbalah, she's not just making someone's Maisa like her Maisa. She is making it that this Yad of this Shliach is becoming a Makam L'Kiddushin, a place that the Kiddushin could take effect if the Shtar Kiddushin or the Kasef Kiddushin is put in that person's hand. And if that's the case, that's already considered a Dover Sheba Erva, and the Rambam holds that needs to be in front of two Eidim. You need Eidus L'Kiyam HaDover. And the Achroinim bring a Dugma L'Dover from the Ran in Gittin at the end of the second parak. And Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph in the Daf Yarif, the Ran brings the Shita of the Rimigash that says that an Eved is Pasul L'Shliach HaGet. An Eved can't be a Shliach for a Get because he's not B'Toyra's Gittin V'Kiddushin. So the Rimigash says that that's only by a Shliach L'Kabbalah. But an Eved could be a Shliach L'Hilacha. What's the Hezber of the Rimigash? So the Ran explains, and the source is in the Ramban over there in Gittin, the Shliach Ha'ilacha ain't ella k'shliach da'alma, because a Shliach La'ilacha is just like a regular Shliachus. Uve Shliachus da'alma isnehu, and an Eved is b'tayra Shliachus. So therefore, there's no problem of an Eved being a Shliach La'ilacha. Avo Shliach Kabbalah mikivan shehigia get liyodai megureshes. A Shliach Kabbalah, as soon as the get reaches his hand, then she's megureshes. For who ain't lo yad legerishin? Hoyel ve ain't a b'tayres gittin. He doesn't have a yad legerishin since he's not b'tayres gittin. Therefore, the Rimigash holds that an Eved could be a Shliach La'ilacha, but he can't be a Shliach La'kabbalah. So we see from this Hezber of the Ran and the Ramban that there's a fundamental difference between a Shliach La'ilacha and Shliach La'kabbalah. A Shliach La'ilacha is just doing a Maisa b'shlichus, but a Shliach La'kabbalah, his hand, not just his Maisa, but actually his guf, his hand is like the hand of the Miskareshes, and therefore, for such a thing, you need someone who's B'Toyras Gittin V'Kiddushin, and therefore the Rimigash holds that the Eved cannot be B'Toyras Gittin V'Kiddushin, the Eved cannot be a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Based on that, the Achrayim say that that's the Pshat over here as well, in the Shitas HaRambam, L'Gabe Eidus L'Kiyom HaDover. That when you make a makam l'kiddushin, when you appoint a shliach kabbalah, that his yad is going to be like her yad, and therefore putting the kiddushin in that yad will affect kiddushin. That is a davar shebe erva, memela ein davar shebe erva pachas mishnayim. The Rambam holds that needs eidus l'kiyam hadavar. However, a shliach la'ilacha is just like a shliach of sending a get. It's not making a makam l'gerushin. It's just making a shliach to do a maise. And therefore, the Rambam holds that such a shlichus could be appointed even without eidus l'kiyam hadavar. We find this svara in the Pnei Yeshua and our sugya as well. And that's because the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud brings different psukim about shliach l'hilacha and shliach l'kabbalah by a get. It says we learn out shliach l'hilacha from v'shilach and shliach l'kabbalah is from the extra hey v'shilcha. So why do you need two psukim? Why do you need a separate pasuk for a shliach l'hilacha and a shliach l'kabbalah? So the Tosis HaRosh, Tibur HaMaschil v'shilcha, asks this question and says that I would have had a havamina, the loy alim maisa dida kulehai. Maybe her hishtatfus in the gerushin is not alim, is not so strong. That she would be able to appoint a shliach in her place, because after all, the din of gerushin is that she's miskareshes bal karcha. You don't need her das. If that's the case, says the Rosh, the Tais HaRosh, that I might have thought that the power that she has is not enough to be given over to someone else to make a shliach b'makayma. That's why you need an extra pasuk. Even after we know that a baal could make a shliach l'hilacha l'gerishin, you still need a second pasuk to teach us that an isha could make a shliach l'kabbalah for the gerishin. However, the Pnei Yeshua answers the Tais HaRosh's kasha differently and says that even after we have a pasuk of shliach l'hilacha, that just teaches us she'asiyas ha'shliach ke'asiyas meshalchoi. The maisa of the shliach is like the maisa of the mishaleach. However, by a lady, we need more than that. By a gerushin, it has to be v'nosam b'yada, to be put in her hand. And therefore, we need a yalfusa, the yad hashliach, havi mamish ki yada, that the yad hashliach is mamish like her hand. And therefore, you need a separate drasha to teach us that shlichus could do that as well. We see from the Pnei Yeshua, the svara that we're saying now, b'das harambam as well, that by a shliach l'kabbalah, it's not just a shlichus on a maisa, it's a shlichus of yada ki yada. that makam becomes a makam lekabalas gerushin or lekabalas kedushin, and that's why the Pnei Yeshua says that it needs an extra pasuk, a separate limud, to teach us that there is such a gather of shlichus. And that's pshat in the Rambam, that nekuda of shlichus that's making it yada ki yada, that is what needs edus lekiyam hadavar. It's interesting that the Taisus HaRosh does not answer his kasha like the Pnei Yeshua. I think that would work nicely with the Rosh l'shitasai, because the Rosh, as we said later on Daf Mem Hey, cannot understand the Shitas HaRambam and his Matmiya. What is the difference between a Shliach LeKabbalah and Shliach LaHilacha? Why would the Rambam hold that a Shliach Kabbalah does need Eidus LeKiyumi and a Shliach LaHilacha doesn't? That's because the Rosh holds that a Shlichus LeKabbalah is also just a Shlichus on a Maisa. Shlichus LaHilacha is the Maisa of giving, and Shlichus LeKabbalah is the Maisa of receiving. And therefore there should be no difference between Shliach LaHilacha and Shliach LeKabbalah. That's why the Rosh LeShitasai is bothered. If it's the same type of Shlichus, so why do you need a separate Pasuk? So he says, a svara specifically by Gerushin, that I might have thought that her power is weak and she can't give that power over to a shliach. But the Pnei Yeshua holds like this vart of the Rambam, that shlichus lekabbalah is an added aspect of yada ki yada, and that's why we need a separate drasha to say that there is such a thing as a shlichus lekabbalah as well. And the Rambam holds that when there is a shlichus lekabbalah made, that has to be in front of edim lekiyum hadavar, because that is included in davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. It's not similar to a shliach lohilacha, which is just a shliach on a maise. There the Rambam holds that it's similar to a shliach to deliver a get, that do not need edus l'kiyum hadavar. The Gemara says in the name of Rav Yosef that the reason why the Mishnah says ha'ish mekadesh boy uveshluchai, it mentions that he could do it boy personally as well, is to teach us the halacha that mitzvah boy yoiser mi bishluchai. What mitzvah exactly are we referring to when we say mitzvah boy yoiser mi bishluchai, that the person who is mekadesh by himself is mekayim the mitzvah in the preferred way? Which mitzvah is there by being mekadesh in isha? So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, when he's discussing Kiddushin, says, Likuchin Elu mitzvah saseh, that this Likuchin of Kiddushin is a mitzvah saseh in the Torah. It's mevur in the Rambam that Kiddushei Isha is a mitzvah saseh. However, the Rosh in Ksubis, in the first Perek, Simen Yud Beis, says that if you notice, we do not make a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvahs, by Kiddushin, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu l'kadesh esa isha. And he says that the reason is because be'etzem, the Kiddushin, is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is priya uraviya that comes afterwards. And if a person would take a pilegesh and not do a Kiddushin, if he would be mekayim priya uraviya, he wouldn't have to do a Kiddushin. Therefore, we don't make a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu l'kadesh esa isha. Even if a person does not take a pilegesh and he does the priya uraviya through kiddushin, still lemaisa, since he could have been mekayim the mitzvah of priya uraviya without the kiddushin, therefore we do not make a bracha. And what comes out from the Rosh is that when a person makes a kiddushin to get married, ein echanami, he is involved in a mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah atzma. That is the hechsher mitzvah. It's the preparation of the mitzvah of priya uraviya. So if we want to know bediktuk, when it says here, mitzvah boy yoisem yibishluchai, what mitzvah are we referring to when we say, ha'ish mekadesh boy yibishluchai? It's shanu b'machloikes, the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam, it's the mitzvah of Kedushin, and according to the Rosh, it's the hechsher mitzvah of priya uraviya that comes through the Kedushin. The Gemara brings a raya to the concept of mitzvah boy yoisem yibishluchai from the various amiraim that were mechabit Shabbos with their own personal involvement and didn't leave it to their workers. Rava, Malach Shibuta, Rav Safra was Machrich Reisha. So we see from there the concept of mitzvah boy yoiser mi bishluchai. By Kovet Shabbos, what is the geder of the involvement in that mitzvah? Is it the mitzvah atzma? Is it the guf ha-mitzvah to prepare for the Shabbos? Or is that just begeder a hechsher mitzvah? One could have said that that's just begeder the hechsher mitzvah, preparing for the Suda for Shabbos. However, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Lamed, you'll see that the Rambam says that that is the mitzvah called Kovid Shabbos. There's one mitzvah called Oinig Shabbos, which is on Shabbos itself. And then there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, to do things before Shabbos in honor of Shabbos. And there in Halacha Vav, the Rambam brings our Gemara that it's a bigger Kavod for a person to be involved in the Hachanas for Shabbos by himself and not leave it to his Shamasim. And the Brisker Rav, in a shtickle that's printed at the end of the Chidushei HaGrach al HaShas, explains this Ba'arichus, that the Rambam holds that there's two dinim in Shabbos, there's Kavod and Oineg, and the Brisker Rav explains that in the din of Hadlokas Neirois, to prepare to light a ner for Shabbos, we find that it's a kiyum sai of Kavod and sai of Oineg, because the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos Perek Hei Halacha Aleph says that it's a mitzvah for everybody to have a ner doluk bebotayim b'Shabbos, and the Rambam says sheze b'chlal oineg Shabbos. Yet the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Hey says that having a ner doluk, that a person should light a candle before Shabbos, that is b'chlal kovet Shabbos. So which one is hadlokas ner, kovet Shabbos or oineg Shabbos? So the Brisker Rav explains that the Rambam holds that it's both. To have the ner doluk during your suda on Shabbos is an enhancement of the oineg Shabbos that you're experiencing on Shabbos. But you light the candle before Shabbos, and the lighting the candle at that time is a kiyum of kovet Shabbos, because you're doing something in preparation to enhance your oineg Shabbos, and therefore Hadlokas Neiros is both Kavod Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos. Al Kapanim, it's Mavur in the Rambam, that whatever you do a Hachana for Shabbos to enhance the Oinig Shabbos, that is part of the Mitzvah Gufa of Kavod Shabbos. And if that's the case, the Sefer HaMikna over here asks a Kasha on the Shita of the Rosh. If the Gemara is showing the din of mitzvah bo yoisim b'shluchai from Kavod Shabbos, over there it's not merely a hechsher mitzvah. That's a mitzvah itself, the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So maybe only over there we would say mitzvah bo yoisim b'shluchai. How do we know that by Kiddushin, which is only a hechsher mitzvah according to the Rosh, how do we know that there's a din there of mitzvah bo yoisim b'shluchai? So the emes is, we could say the Rambam l'shitasai, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Kiddushin is also a guf ha-mitzvah. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah. So then the Gemara has a good raya. But the pashtus is that even the Rosh agrees that Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah bifnei atzmai. It's not just a hechsher of the oinig Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos itself. And therefore the question comes up, according to the Rosh, how does the Gemara bring a raya from Rav Safra, Machrich Reisha, Rava Malach Shibuta, to the din of mitzvah bo yoisemi b'shluchai by Kiddushin, if by Kiddushin all it is, after all, is a hechsher mitzvah? And it seems that the answer is that according to the Rosh, Eina Chanami, the Gemara is not bringing a raya that there's a chiyuv, a mitzvah bo yoisemi b'shluchai. The Gemara is bringing a dugma to illustrate the point that when someone is involved personally, that shows greater kavod. Kiha, the Rav Safra Machrich Reisha, just like we find that Rav Safra Machrich Reisha, Rav Malach Shibuta, Eina Chanami, we couldn't bring a raya from there to here. Over there, it's the mitzvah itself, and over here, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. But the Gemara is bringing out the point that when you're involved in the mitzvah by yourself, that shows a greater kavod Shabbos. If that's the case, it's a greater kavod of the mitzvah. When you prepare even the hachana of the mitzvah, the hechsher mitzvah, the preparation of the peri of Arivya, you don't ask someone else to do it, bimkaimcha. You go do the kiddushin yourself. That shows a greater kavod of the mitzvah of peri of Arivya that you're leading up to. And therefore, the Gemara is showing that concept from the Amayroim. That's what would be the pshat according to the Rosh. But al kopanim lefi the Rosh, we see a yesod in this Gemara that the din of mitzvah bo yoisemi b'shluchai is not just by a guf ha-mitzvah. It's even by a hechsher mitzvah, because the sugya of mitzvah bo is said legabi kiddushin, and kiddushin is only a hechsher mitzvah. The emes is that the tour in Arachayim Simin Tov Samach brings that his father, the Rosh, used to be oisik in the afias ha-matzis, baking the matzis by himself. And he would be mezareis, the people that were working with him. And he would be mesayeya b'arichasan. He would arrange the matzahs by himself. And the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach Siv Beis brings this down. Why would the Rosh do this all by himself? So the Magen Avram over there in Siv Katan Aleph says, because it's the klal that we learn in our sugya of mitzvah bo yoisemi b'shluchai. Now l'chayra over there, surely the mitzvah is the achilas matzah, eating the matzah. There is no guf ha-mitzvah in baking the matzahs, in the afias matzahs. So we see over there that the Rosh was noyeg mitzvah bo yoisemi b'shluchai, even by a hechsher mitzvah, even by preparing the matzahs to be eaten on Pesach. And if that's the case, we could say the Rosh L'shitasa is very understandable, that the Rosh in our sugya, from the fact that the Rosh in Ksubas learns that Kiddushin is only a Hechsher mitzvah, so you see that our sugya is teaching us that mitzvah boy yoyse mi b'shluchai, even by a Hechsher mitzvah, and the Raya from Shabbos is not a Raya Mukhrachas, it's just a dogma to show that your personal involvement shows more kavod Shabbos. If that's the case, it shows more kavod in any mitzvah, when you're machshir that mitzvah, when you prepare that mitzvah by yourself, it shows the personal chavivus and chashivus of that mitzvah. If that's the case, even by a hechsher mitzvah like Kiddushin, is mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi, so that's why the Rosh himself would be oisik in afias matzahs and arranging the matzahs, because even by a hechsher mitzvah, we say mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Rei, Arachayim Simin Rei Shnun, Sif Aleph, brings down the din of mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi when it comes to kavod Shabbos, and over there in the Sharei Tshuva, Sif Katan Beis, he brings in the name of the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos that the din of mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi is not just when it comes to preparing things for Shabbos, but preparing any sudas mitzvah, like a bris milah or a chasana, we'd have the din of mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi. Surely in those examples of preparing a sudas bris milah and chasana, that's not the mitzvah itself. It's a hechsher mitzvah of the sudas mitzvah. So we see that the Shari Tshuva and the Tosfos Shabbos assume as well that even by a Hechsher mitzvah, there's a din of mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi. According to the Rosh, that is a sugya arucha by us, because Kiddushin itself is a Hechsher mitzvah. According to the Rambam, that wouldn't be muchrach from our sugya, because the Rambam holds that Kiddushin and Kovid Shabbos is a guf ha-mitzvah. It's not only a Hechsher mitzvah, but al kapanim, it definitely could be that the Rambam agrees that there is a concept of mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi, even by a hechsher mitzvah. Now, kapanim, these poiskim that assume that definitely work out nicely according to the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, our sugya itself teaches us that by a hechsher mitzvah we'll say mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi. The Sharatzion over there in Reish Nun, Sifkatan Tes, is ma'ir an interesting question. How could these amayroim get involved in the mitzvah on their own? Mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchoi. Harei the Gemara says in Ma'ir Katan Daf Tes Amud Aleph that if it's a mitzvah she'efshel asoys al yedei acherim, one should not be mevatel Torah. So shouldn't these amayroim have preferably learned Torah by themselves and gotten someone else to take care of the fish and the meat and do the preparations for Shabbos? Why don't we say it's a mitzvah she'efshel asoys al yedei acherim? And the Sharatzion in the second Teret says that it could be kavod Shabbos is different because it's more chamur. That ain't a chanami legabi other mitzvahs we would not be mevatel Torah to go do the mitzvah, but if kavod Shabbos has a special chumrah, therefore, by kavod Shabbos, even if it was negeh to bittel Torah, still to do the kavod Shabbos by yourself, that would be preferred, and that's why these amayroim did it. L'chayra, the kasha could be asked on the Sharatzion. If it's true that kavod Shabbos is more chamur, then what taka is the makar b'chlal to Kedushin and to other mitzvahs, that mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchai? Maybe only by kavod Shabbos they do that, because kavod Shabbos is so chamur that we're even mevatel Talmud Torah to get involved in that mitzvah, in the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, personally, to do it by themselves. But according to the Mahalach that we explained in the Gemara based on the Rosh, that the Gemara is not bringing a raya from kavod Shabbos to other mitzvahs, a raya that can't be refuted. The Gemara is just bringing a dogma, an example to illustrate that point, that being involved in the kavod Shabbos yourself is a greater kavod Shabbos. If that's the case, we're showing that by all involvements of a mitzvah, if you do it personally, that shows a greater chashivas of the mitzvah. So then if we're not bringing a raya, so then the Gemara could show this from kavod Shabbos as well. Even though kavod Shabbos is more chamur, still the Gemara is illustrating this point that being involved in the mitzvah personally is showing a greater kavod of the mitzvah. Over there in the Bir Halacha, he brings a kasha from the Tshuvas Chavis Yor, Simin Reishei, that l'chayra, when these Amayroim were involved personally in the kavod Shabbos, they were being mezalzel themselves. And l'chayra, Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mezalzel himself just to do a mitzvah. The Chavis Yor brings from the Gemara in Bava Metzia Dav Lamed Amid Aleph that says that a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, the Eina Lefi Chvoidai, should not do Hashavas Aveda. So he says that the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, says that a Talmud Chacham is potter from Hashavas Aveda in a way of zilzul, but Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, he should do it. So according to the Rambam, that's okay. Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, a person is able to do it and it's preferred to do it. But the Rosh in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Simen Chaf Aleph, says that it's Asur Lezalza B'Chvoidoi, because you don't want to be Mezalza, the cover of the Talmud Chacham. And therefore, if it's Asur to be Mezalza B'Chvoidoi to do Ahashavas Aveda, why were these Amiroim allowed to be mezalzel b'chvoidam in order to be involved in these preparations by themselves? So the Chavis Yoreh says that it must be that these Amiroim did it without other people watching. They did it in their house, and therefore it wasn't a zilzel of their kavod ha-Torah. However, the Bi'ur Halacha argues on that and says even if other people were watching, still, since it's nikar lakol, it's very easily discernible that the Amiram were doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. They only did it before Shabbos, and they did it every Erev Shabbos, so it was clear that they were doing it L'Kavod HaMitzvah. Adarabah, Zehu Kvoidoi, that is the Kavod of the Talmud Chacham, that he is involved in the Mitzvah. The only reason why it was also to pick up the Aveda, according to that Gemara above Metzia, Lefi, the way the Rosh learns, is because it's not clear to everyone when this Talmud Chacham is walking around with this object that's Mezulzel for him to be holding, it's not clear to people that he's doing Hashavas Aveda. Therefore, that's a zilzel in his kavod haTorah. But over here, it's clear that the Amiroim and the Talmidei Chachamim are doing it as a kavod of Shabbos. Adarabah, zehu kvoidoi, that he is involved in the mitzvah, and therefore it's not a zilzel in his kavod haTorah. There is a point here that the Ran in the sugya on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis in the Daf Yarif brings up, and that is that according to the second lashon of the Gemara, the din of mitzvah bo yoisem ibishluchai was really said lagabi the isha. When it says ha isha miskadeshes bo uvishlucha, it says bo to teach us mitzvah bo yoisem ibishlucha. And the Ran asks, what is the mitzvah bo by kiddushin? The Ran understands, like the Rosh in Ksubis, that the real mitzvah here is the prio revia. And he says that an isha doesn't have a mitzvah prior revia, as is mevur in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. So what is the mitzvah ba in our sugya? And even though the Ran expresses it in that nusach about prior revia because he learns like the Rosh, the same question could be formulated on the Shitas Rambam, that the Rambam says that kiddushin is a mitzvah. But if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, Mitzvah Sasei Reish Yud Gimel, he brings down the mitzvah of Kiddushin, and at the end of his list of Mitzvah Sasei, he says that Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel is only La'anoshim and not L'noshim. It's clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Kiddushin is on the man and not on the woman. So the kash of the Ran comes that whether you learn that the mitzvah here is Kiddushin or the mitzvah is Pri or Revia, this mitzvah is only on the man, so what's the mitzvah Bo Yoisemi Bishlucha? On that, the Ran says, his Yisoid Gadol in our sugya, that even though a woman is not mitzuva on Priya of Rivya, Mikol Makam Yeshla Mitzvah, Mepnesha he misayas labal lakayim mitzvasai. She has a mitzvah because she's misayea the husband in doing his mitzvah. What does the Ran mean? The Chidushei Anshei Shem on the Ran in Ois Aleph says, Loi Ashkechon Iker L'Siyua Zeh B'Shum Makim. What does that mean, that there's a Siyua? Either she has the mitzvah or not. But it seems that the Pshat in the Ran is like the Shita Loi Noid Alami says. The Shita Loi Noid Alami says that even though she's not mitzvah on Periyah Verivya, Isla Schar Kemisha Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. She has Schar. She is Mekayim a mitzvah when she does it. Since the mitzvah of Periyah Verivya cannot be done without a woman, therefore she is Misayeya. She makes it possible for him to be Mekayim the mitzvah. That itself is a Kiyam a mitzvah. It's Mevur in the Tshuvas HaRan, Simin Lamed Beis, that the Ran does not mean that she is therefore mitzvah to be Misayeya in the mitzvah. Or else, in essence, she is mitzvah on Periyah Verivya. So she's not commanded to do it. But since she is a Misayeya, she is a necessary helper in the mitzvah of Priya Raviya, therefore she is Mekayim a mitzvah. We'll say for the woman it's a mitzvah kiyumis and not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore that's the mitzvah ba Yoisemi b'shlucha. The Torah Tamima in Parshas Re'eh in Ois Samach Vav compares this Ran to the Vart that the Charedim says in the Sefer Charedim that the Bi'ur Halacha brings in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Ches, that even though the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim is on the Koyanim, Koy Sevarchu es B'nei Yisrael, the B'nei Yisrael, the Yisraelim who are standing there, Panim Keneged P'nei HaKoyanim L'Kabel Birchasam Heim Nami B'chlal HaMitzvah. They are also b'chlal the mitzvah, because the Kayanim can't bench the Yisraelim if the Yisraelim are not there, and therefore they are b'chlal the mitzvah. And the Torah Tamima means that the Ran is explained based on this Haredim that there are certain people who are mechuyev to do the mitzvah, but since the mitzvah necessarily needs another party, therefore those people are also mekayim a mitzvah. They're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, but they're mekayim the mitzvah and they take part in the mitzvah, and that's what it means here. Mitzvah ba yoisim ibishlucha, the mitzvah of priya revia, they are mekayim as well because they are misayas lebal lekayim mitzvah. So it's important to be madgish though that if the Ran and the Shita lo inoyda lemi are correct, that over here the mitzvah ba yoisim ibishlucha is not because she has a chiyuv, it's just a mitzvah kiyumis. What's the Gemara's raya then from Kavod Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos is a chiyuv, that a person has a chiyuv to be mechavod Shabbos. So how can we bring a raya just from the fact that by Kavod Shabbos we say mitzvah bo yoisim ibishlucha, that will say by a mitzvah that one is not mechuyev, a mitzvah kiyumis, that will say mitzvah bo yoisim ibishlucha? But according to our mahalach in the sugya that we explained with a few different makairis, that the Gemara does not mean to bring a proof that mitzvah bo yoisim ibishlucha by Kiddushin from Shabbos. The Gemara is just bringing a dogma to illustrate the point that if a person is involved personally with his own guf, that shows more of a Kavod Shabbos, and Mamela, that shows more of a Kavod the mitzvah. That's what we proved from the Rosh who held that Kiddushin, even by the man, is not a guf ha-mitzvah, it's only a heksha mitzvah. So then that could be explained by mitzvah bo yoisim ibishlucha as well. True, you can't bring a raya gemura from a mitzvah chiyuvis to a mitzvah kiyumis, and by the lady it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, but we're bringing a dugma after all, that if a person could be involved in the mitzvah through sending a shliach, or you could be involved in the mitzvah personally yourself, it's a greater chavivus and a chashivus of a mitzvah when you display that by doing it on your own, by doing it personally. And therefore the Gemara is showing, just like these Amiroim were involved in Kavod Shabbos personally to enhance the Kavod Shabbos, so too mitzvah boy or mitzvah ba more than the shliach, because that displays a greater chavivus and chashivus of the mitzvah when you're involved in the mitzvah personally and you do not send the shliach in your place. In the sugya of Shlichus Menalon, the Gemara says that we learn out that by Gerushin, he could make a shliach, she could make a shliach, and Vishilach Vishilcha teaches us Shahashliach is a shliach. And the Gemara says that by Kiddushin, we learn it out from Gerushin with the Hekish of Havaya Liyetziah. The Mordechai, in the back of the Gemara, in Remez Tav Kufay, brings in the name of the Kadosh Meiradush, that even though we learn out Kiddushin from Gerushin, that it's possible to make a shliach, the man or the woman could make a shliach, but we do not learn out the din of shliach oise shliach. By kiddushin, the shliach likiddushin can't make another shliach, and in that way it's not similar to get, because mili loy memserin l'shliach, and therefore, if the makadish made a shliach in his place to be Mekadosh the Isha, that shliach can't go ahead and make a shliach further, because mili loy memserin l'shliach. It's not similar to a shliach legerushin, because since gerushin could work bal karcha of the isha, that's not considered mili. When I make a shliach legarish as a isha, yad hashliach kiyad habal, because he is empowered to divorce her even shaloi kiritzayna, shaloi midaita, and therefore it's not a problem of mili loy memser in the shliach. But by kiddushin and loy soive ha'isha eina miskadeshes, hilkoch havelei mili. That's the aside that the Mordechai brings from the Kadosh Meiradush. The Machne Ephraim in Hilcha Shluchin Veshutfin Simin Vav brings this aside of the Mordechai and ends off V'kach Kosav HaToisis Rid, that the Toisis Rid writes the same thing. However, if you look at the Toisis Rid by us, you'll see that even though he writes similar to the Mordechai, that by a Shliach Likidushin, we don't say Shliach Oise Shliach, because there's a chisaron of mili loy memser and l'shliach. He explains that by get it's different, because since you handed over the get to the shliach, and that is a dover hamagaresh, it's not mili. You handed over the dover hamagaresh, and if that get would get lost, then you can't replace it. The shliach can't replace it on his own. So it's as if he's saying, do the gerushin with this, and therefore that is not a chisaron of mili. Which comes out that even though the Taisis Rid is similar to the Mordechai in the name of the Kadosh Meiradush, it's not accurate to say, like the Machne Ephraim, that the Taisis Rid says the same thing. It's really with a different hesber. According to the Mordechai, the reason why Gerushin is different is because Isha Miskareshes Bal Karcha. According to the Taisis Rid, the reason why Gerushin is different is because he gave the Shliach a get, which is a Dover Hamagarish. And there's a big Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is by Kiddushei Shtar. If Ruvain makes Shimon a Shliach to be Mekadish this Isha, and he hands a Shtar Kiddushin to Shimon. So according to the Mordechai, the halacha would be that the shliach cannot make a shliach further. Mili loy memserin l'shliach. Kiddushin needs the das ha'isha, and therefore it's considered mili. Mili loy memserin l'shliach. However, according to the Tosis Rid, it would come out that this shliach would be able to make a shliach, because then it's similar to get. Just like by get, you handed her a davar hamagaresh, so too by kiddushay shtar, you handed her a davar hamakadesh, and it can't be replaced. The shliach can't replace the shtar on his own. And therefore, in such a case, the Taisis Rid would hold that the shliach kiddushin could make a shliach. And in the Piskei Rid over here, it's mefurish like that. When he says his yesoid, that he says like the Taisis Rid, he says, ach im kitcha b'shtar doim elaget, if he's mekadesher with a shtar through the shliach, then it's similar to get that a shliach is oise shliach. And another nafkamina besides kiddushay shtar would be by a shliach matana. If someone makes a shliach to give a matana to someone else, would that shliach matana be able to make a shliach? The Ktzais HaChoshen in Simin Reish Mem Dalet Sifkot and Beis says, based on the Mordechai, that he would not be able to make a shliach. Because since the makabel of a matana is not forced to be makabel the matana, it doesn't work bal karcha, you need the das of the makabel matana. Therefore, it is more similar to Kiddushin that will say that the Shlichus is Mili, and Mili loy memser and l'shliach, the Shliach can't make a second Shliach. However, that Svara is only based on the Mordechai. According to the Taisis Rid, it will be Pashut that a Shliach Matana would be able to make a Shliach. The only reason it would be Mili is if it could be replaced. But if you give a Dover HaMegarish, like a Gerishin, so then that is not considered Mili. The same thing by the Matana, you're giving the Dover Shal Matana, the Cheftza Shal Matana, the Shliach can't on his own replace it with a different object. And therefore it's not considered Mili. You're giving over the Matana itself to the Shliach, and therefore according to the Taisis Rid, by a Shliach Matana, we would say Shliach Oise Shliach. Al Kolpanim, in the Mishnah and this Gemara, it's Mavur, that by Kiddushin, one has to give the Kiddushin to the Isha, or appoint a Shliach in his place to give the Kiddushin to the lady. And L'chaira, Tzarech Bir, why do we need a Shlichus Bechlal L'gabi Kiddushin? Bishlama, by Gerushin, there's a din of Vinasam Biyada, and if you don't do it yourself, then you have to have Shluchay Shaladam Kemaisai. But Kiddushay Kasef is similar to Kinyan Kasef. And the Machne Ephraim says in Hilchas Shluchin V'Shutvin Simen Tazvav that you don't need to hand the Kasef itself to the Meicher, to the Machne, and you don't even need to appoint a Shliach. If you give it through a guy or through someone else who's not a Bar Shlichus, it still works. Kosaif, Kosaif, the Machne received the Kasef, and therefore is Machne his thing in exchange for the Kasef. So anyway, way that this Kasef Kiddushin gets to the lady, it should l'chaira be good. Why do we need a parsha of Shlichus to say Shluchay Shaladim Kemoisai, and it's as if he handed the Kiddushin to her hand? The Nesivas in Simin Reish Mem Dalet Sifkot on Aleph is bothered by this question and says that you could answer in one of two ways. Either will be machria based on this question that by kiddushin you do need a nesina. It does have to be given mi yada ili yada. Tli kiddushayich me al gabe karka will not work, and therefore he has to give it straight to her or with the parsha of shluchay shaladam kemaisai. Says the Nesivis, but it's not muchach to say that way. It could be really by Kiddushin, there is no din of Vinasam B'yada, that you have to actually give it to your hand. And the necessity for Shlichus by Kiddushin is because of the din of Amira. He has to say, Hare At Mekudeshesli. We know there's a din of Amira by Kiddushin, like we learned in the Sugya earlier on Dafei, by Nosan Hu Va'amrahi. Al Kopanim, if there's a din in Amira, so then you have to be there yourself, or with the parsha of Shluchay Shaladam Kemaisai, the Shliach could be in place of the Mekadesh. But it doesn't necessarily dictate to us in our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't show that there's a Yisoy, that the Maisa Nesina has to be done by the Mekadesh or his Shliach. It could be the necessity for Shlichus over here is because of the din of Amira and Kiddushin. The emes is that the Avne Miluim and Simin Lamed, Sifkat and Aleph, is Mayrich to discuss this Shaila. Do you need a Nesina by Kiddushin, or does Taliki do Shaykh Me'al Gabe Karka work? He brings it to Machloikas from the earlier Paiskim, the Marash Dam in Simin Chof, held that you do not need a Nesina, but in the Tshuvas Maril, Simin Ayin Ches, he holds that you do need a Nesina. V'yotza v'hoisa, a Kiddushin is similar to Gerishin, that you need a Nesina Miyad Liyad, and the Avne Miluim says that the Maril was Moichiach that from our Gemara, because if it's Muchach, that you need a Shliach B'Kiddushin, why else would you need a Shliach L'Kiddushin, unless there's a din that you have to do a Nesina by yourself, or Shluchay Shaladim Kemoisai. Obviously, we see that Tli Kiddushayach Me'al Gabe Karka does not work, because if that would work, then you wouldn't need a Parsha of Shlichus to say, Ha'ish Mekadesh Boy Uveshluchay. However, the Avnei Miluim over there is Matche and says that it's not a Raya because it could be the need for a Shliach in our Sugya is because of the Amira of Hareyat Mekudeshesli. It's not a Raya that you need a Mais and Nesina from the Mekadesh or from his Shliach, which basically is the two Mahalchim of the Nesivus. The Ma'aril was assuming the first Mahalch of the Nesivus, that the necessity for Shlichus in our Sugya is because there has to be a Mais and Nesina from the Mekadesh to the Miskadeshes or from the Shliach, which is Kemoisam. And the Avnei Miluim is Matche based on the second option of the Nesivus, that really the din of the Shlichus over here is not because of the Maisa Nesina, it's because of the Amira of the Kiddushin, that the Amira has to be done by the Mekadesh or by his Shliach. The Gemara on Amid Beis says that we know the concept of Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisai by Shchitas Kachim from the Pasuk that it says by Karban Pesach V'shochatu Oisai Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Rabayim. Even though the entire kol is definitely not shaychet together, halo yeinoi shaychet ala echor, as the Tosfos HaRosh explains that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis says a drasha by Shchitas Kachim Tizbach. You have to have one person shechting. You can't have two people shechting the same carbon. So if one person is shechting on behalf of everyone, sel abayis, so how does that work? It must be with the concept of shluchai shel adam kemoisai. And this is how we know that by all shchitas kachim, shluchai shel adam kemoisai. The Pnei Yeshua shows from our Gemara and from Rashi that says that the question Menalon is not just about Karban Pesach, but it's L'shchitas Kachim, for Shechting Kachim in general, that we see here that when someone brings a Karban, the Shechita has to be done through the Bailam or with his Shliach, that is Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisai. It doesn't help just to have someone else do the Shechita. He has to be appointed as a Shliach, and it has to work with the parsha of Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisai. In the Sefer Minchas Baruch, in Simen Yud Gimel through Simen Tazayin, he's very mairich about this Yisoid, that by Shchitas Kachim, the Maisa Shchita has to be done either through the Bailam or through his Shliach, which is Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisai, and he shows it from our Gemara, and he says that we see this from Psachim Dav Zayin Amid Beis as well, because the Gemara there is discussing the proper Nusach HaBrocha by Birchas HaMitzvahs, whether we say Le or Al. And the Gemara says there that by Shchitas Pesach V'Kachim, Loi Sagi Delav Ihu Shachit. This is a type of mitzvah that he himself has to do the Shchita, or his Shliach Kemoisai, and therefore the Nusach of the Bracha has to be appropriate to a mitzvah that has to be done by the Bailam himself or a Shliach. And Rashi says there in Psachim Dav Zayin, HaBailam Nitztavu, the Baal HaKarban is commanded to shecht it himself, Tichsiv V'Samach Yadoi V'Shachat, just like the Smicha, the Samach Yadoi has to be done through the Baal HaKarban, so the Shchita Be'etzem has a din that has to be done by the Baal HaKarban as well, or his Shliach. And from this Gemara here in Kiddushin, and from the Gemara there in Psachim, we see that it's not enough to have the carbon shechted for you, but it has to be actually with the parsha of Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisai. The Pnei Yeshua asks on this from a Gemara in Nazir, Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, and in Chulin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, because the Gemara says there that we darshan ish ish l'rabbi sasa oivde kechavim shehein noidrim nedarim unedavis ki Yisrael. A guy is allowed to make a neder or nedava and donate a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. How does that work? Bishlama, if there's a din that when you bring the carbon, you just give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen or even a zar could be shaychet, someone shechts the carbon, then that's good enough. But if we're learning from our Gemara and from the Gemara in Psachim that the Shechita has to be done through the Bailim or through a Shliach with the parasha of Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisai, a Goy is not in the parasha of Shlichus. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, says, Ein Shlichus Lenachri. And we're going to learn later in the Amud as well, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. But it's Mavur in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, not just that a Goy can't be a Shliach, but a Goy can't have a Shliach. A Goy does not have parasha Shlichus Bechlal. And if that's the case, so how could it be that a goy could be noida nedarim and nedavos, and we could bring the kachim of a goy? If we see in our sugya that in order for the kachim to be shechted properly, in order to be yotze the carbon, to be machshe the carbon, the maisa shchita has to be done through the owner or through the shliach of the owner, and a goy does not have shlichus. So the Minchas Baruch in Simen Yud Dalid suggests that it could be the din that we learn in our sugya and the Gemara and Psachim, that carbon has to have the Maisa Shechita done by the Bailam or his Shliach, that's only Lemitzvah Lechatchila. But that's not ma'akiv the carbon. And therefore, by a goyish carbon, you can't have that mitzvah. It's taka not lechatchila. You don't have that mitzvah lechatchila to shecht it himself or through his shliach. But the carbon is kosher. A goy could be noyder nedarim and nedavis. And it is kosher after all because the din of shchitas habaylim oy shluchai is only a mitzvah lechatchila. However, the Michas Baruch himself is already ma'orer that from our sugya it's not mashma like that. Because in our sugya, the raya, the makar in Mishnayis, that a shliach works by kachim, is from a Mishnah in Psachim Daf Tzadiches, that talks about a chabura that lost its carbon Pesach, and then said to a shliach, tseyu bakesh ushchayt aleinu, if he shechted that carbon first, before the rest of them shechted another carbon that they were mafrish, so it says, hu oichel mishaloi, veheim oichlem imoi, they could eat with him. The carbon works, and they could eat the carbon Pesach that this shliach shechted. There it's talking about b'di'evid, that it was already shechted. And still the Gemara shows from there, from the fact that heim oichlem imoy, that they could eat with him, that you see that it was a good shlichus. If the whole din of shchitas habaylim, or his shliach was only lechatchila, what's the raya of the Gemara? Maybe over there, b'di'evid, heim oichlem imoy, even though there is no shlichus, because the whole din of the shchitas bailim is only lechatchila. It's mashma fakert from our Gemara, that not only is there a din lechatchila to be shechted, the carbon has to be shechted by the bailim or his shliach, but that would be li'ikuva as well. And therefore, if heim oichlem imoy, that shows me that there is a parsha of shlichus on shchitas kachim. Al kapanim, if we'll assume like the pashtus of our Gemara, that there's a din of shchitas bailim oy shluchai, and that's li'ikuva in a carbon. So how could it be taka that a carbon of a guy could be kosher with the din of noidrim nedarim unudavis ki yisrael, l'chayra, it's lacking the shchitas habailim oy shluchai. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector in the Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak, Eirachayim Simen Aleph, at the end of Anaf Aleph, says that the answer to this question is because the only time that you need shchitas habaylim or the shlichus from the baylim in the maisa shchita of the carbon is when the carbon has a baylim, and that is by a carbon of Yisrael. A carbon of Yisrael, even when he gives the carbon to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, he remains the bailam of the carbon. The kapara works for him, and if there's a schus to eat kachim, to eat the basar, like by a shlamim, the schus belongs to the owner. However, by a carbon of a goy, he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, even though Chazal are machadish that a goy could give us a carbon, and we could be makiv that carbon, after he gives that over to the Beis HaMikdash, loy shiru la'atzmam shum schus klal b'hakarbon. They don't have a right of achilas kachim. There's no kapara that works for the guy. He is not a bailam at all on the carbon. The halacha is that we could be makriv the carbon of a guy, but he is not a bailam. And therefore the whole kasha of the Pnei Yeshua is not shver, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Because the whole din that you need a shlichus of the bailim is when there is a bailim. A goyish carbon is a different category. That means that we could bring the carbon for him, but it's not, he's not the bailim of the carbon. He doesn't have any schus kapara or schus basar in the carbon, and therefore, even though a goy is lav bar shlichus, still we could be makiv his carbon. The etzem yisoid of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan is brought down by Rav Baruch Ber in the name of Rav Chaim. In the Sefer Chidushei V'Shiurei Maran Rav Baruch Ber, in Nedarim Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, it's in Simen Chav Zayin of that Sefer, he brings in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, that even though there's a din that an Oivdei Kechavim is Noidrim Nedarim and Udavis Ki Yisrael, that just means Hainu Loimar, the Mekabla Mehena Karbon, that we're Mekabla from them the Karbon. Avol Ein Lahem Din Bailim Ala Karbon. The Imkein Loibo Inan Shlichus. They don't have a din Bailim of the Karbon, and therefore you don't need Shlichus. So Al Kopanim, if we'll assume, not like the Minchas Baruch suggestion, we'll assume like the Pnei Yeshua's assumption, that the din of our Gemara, that you need shlichus habaylim, either the baylim himself has to shecht, or a shlichus habaylim in the carbon is li'ikuva. So then how do we explain the whole concept of a carbon that a goy brings? The answer is that only when there is a baylim, then habaylim nitztavu, that says v'somach yodai v'shachat, that's referring to a carbon that has a baylim, namely a carbon of Yisrael. But a carbon of a goy is a carbon that can be brought without a baylim. He gives the carbon, but we are makiv the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, it has no shaychus anymore to the goy. And if that's the case, even though a goy is lav bar shlichus, the carbon can still be kosher because this is not a carbon that belongs to a baylim bechlal. If you want to look further into this inyan, the Sefer Oila Shloima in Zvachim Dav Beis Amid Aleph discusses this inyan, and the Cheshek Shloima in Menachas Dav Ayin Gimel Amid Beis also discusses the carbon of a guy if he has the din of a bailim, and I have an arichus about this in the Sefer Nezer Avram in Masechta Nazir Dav Samach Beis Amid Aleph Ayin Sham. One last ha'ara, legabi the brisa that's brought down at the end of the daf, legabi hafrashas truma, we darshan atem veloy arisin, atem veloy shutfin, atem veloy apotropos, atem veloy hatoyrem es she'ena shaloy, that we darshan that all these people cannot be mafrish truma. And bepashtus, the last case, veloy hatoyrem es she'ena shaloy, is a new case, a person who's not an oris or a shutef or an apotropos, stam, somebody is coming to be mafrish someone else's truma. The brisa is teaching us that does not work. And that's the mashmos of Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil Itztrich. After he mentions Arus, Shutef, and Apotropos, Rashi says, V'hatoyrem es she'ena shaloi, shaloi midaitoi. Stam, a person who is toyrem es she'ena shaloi. And the Achreinim are bothered. Why do we need a drasha to tell us that the hafrasha of a stam stranger does not work? What would be the havamina that someone who's not the owner and has no shaychus to the owner and is not a shliach, that he could be mafresh truma? Why do we need a drasha of atem v'loy hatoyrem esheyena shaloi? So the emes is that Rashi in Gittin Dav Nun Beis Amid Aleph in one pshat, and Tosfos in Ksubas Dav Beis Amid Beis, explain that the seifa is taima dereisha ka'amar, that really it's not a new case. This is just an explanation of why an aris and a shutef and an apotropos cannot be mafresh truma, because it is eina shaloi, seif kol seif, it is not theirs. According to that, there is no question. This is not a new case of hatoyrem es she'ena shaloi. However, according to the mashmos of Rashi here, that v'loy hatoyrem es she'ena shaloi is a new case. Stam, a stranger who's being toyrem she'ena shaloi, shaloi midas habaylim. If that's the pshat, so then why do you need a drasha of a pasuk? What could possibly be the havamina that someone could do a hafrashas truma on something that's not his? So the Marikurkis al harambam in Hilchas Trumas perek dalet halachates, also brought down by the Kesef Mishnah over there, answers this kasha and says that Hafrashas Truma is different because, since after all, it's clear that the Truma has to be taken from this crop, the question is just whether he's going to be Mafresh the Truma or somebody else. The Pashtus is that the Bailim will be Nicha. He'll be maskim that someone else will be mafresh truma, because it's not a question of a loss of money. He's going to have to be mafresh truma anyway. The question is just who's doing it. Therefore, there will be an umdana that the bailim will be nicha, will be maskim to this hafrasha. Therefore, we could have a havamina that it could work through someone else. Kamash malan the pasuk, that it does not work. Rab Nachum Pertzovit Tzatzal answered the kasha a little bit differently and said, yes, hafrashas truma shiny. Specifically by hafrashas truma, we would have a havamina that it could work, even by someone who's not the bailim. But not because we have a havamina that the person will be maskim, the real bailim will be maskim. But it could be there's a havamina in the Gemara that hafrashas truma does not need a maise bailim bichlal. And that is because every other asiyah, a hakna, or making something hefker, needs to be done through the owner. However, by hafrashas truma, you're not creating a new thing called truma. Really, there is truma in this crop already. As a matter of fact, there are rishonim that say that the iser of tevel is because of the truma that is patich bey, that is inside this tevel. Rashi in Yevamos Pei Vav Amid Aleph sounds like that. And the Rosh in Darim Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvan de Eiraisa Klal Beis, has an arichus about this, Ayin Sham. Surely according to those we shine him, there is already Truma here. But even if you hold that the Isser Tevel is an Isser on its own, and it's not because of the Truma that's there, still we can accept this Yisoid, that the Truma is already there in the Tevel. And just that's not the cause of the Isser Tevel. But Al Kapanim, if the Truma is there, we don't need a Maisa Bailim to create Truma. All we have to do is be Mafrish Truma, like the Lashon of Chazal, to separate the Truma. So it could be a Hava Amina that the Hafrasha of this Truma does not need a Maisa Bailim. Kamash Valon the Drasha, Atem Veloy HaTorah Mesheinu Shaloi. According to both the Marikurkis and Rab Nochem Peretzovitz, the Hava Amina is unique to Hafrasha's Truma. But according to the Marikurkis, it's because maybe we would have an assumption that the Bailim will be Maskim. According to Rab Nachum, the Vard is that there's a Hava Amina that you don't even need a Maisa Bailim when you're not creating something. You're just separating something. You're just being mafish, the existing Truma. And therefore, we need a special drasha, Atem V'loy HaTorah Mesheinu Shaloi. I found in Reb Chaim Oizer's writings in the Achiezer, Chelek Beis Simin Lamed Ches, Ois Yud, that he says like this Yesoid of Reb Nochum, and he explains the Yushalmi and Trumas based on this. The Yushalmi and Trumas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, has a suffix that maybe a person could be Toirim from Hefker. If you have crops that are hefker, a person could be tayrim and truma say truma. So he's bothered. What's the havamina that you could be tayrim a davar shel hefker? You're not the bailim bichlal. And on that he says that even though to be makna something, you need to be a bailim, but maybe by truma, which is there already, and all you need to do is separate the truma, to be mafish the truma, maybe it works, even though it's a crop of hefker and you're not the bailim. That's the suffix of the Yushalmi. Maybe it does not need a maisa bailim to be mafish the truma, maybe just when it's ena shaloi, then the bailim is ma'akeves. But if it's hefker, then it would be okay. Al kaponim, Reb Chaim Moizer is saying this yisoid of Reb Nochum, that it's possible that hafrasha's truma, because it's a hafrasha and not a creation of new truma, therefore it does not need a ma'isa bailim b'chlal. And to explain that Yushalmi, the aside of the Marikurkis would not help. The Marikurkis is just saying that it doesn't need to be done by the owner because it's an umdana that the owner would be maskim. Over there we're talking about Hefka, which has no owner in the first place. So that Yushalmi is explained, like Reb Chaim Oizer says, only based on the aside of Rab Nachum, that it could be that the Hafrasha Struma does not need a Maisa Bailim Bechlal, and therefore there's a tzad of the Yushalmi that it would work when you're tayrim in a Hefker. Al Kapanim over here, when a person goes to someone else's crap and takes off the truma, there's a havamina that since it's a hafrasha ba'alma and not a maise hakna or a hefker, therefore it can work even without a maise bailim. Kamash malandis drasha of atem v'loy ha-toyrem e-she'en e-shaloy, that you do need the bailim in order to make a hafrasha's truma.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.